Hello, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Success Circle Business Accelerator call. This is Lisa Menini with Accelerate Associates, and I have a special guest today. But before we get to that and I do the introductions, I want to welcome all the new Success Circle members. So if you're brand new, welcome to the call. Good to have you. And for the returning Success Circle members, as you know, this call is being recorded so that if you have to miss any of it or you couldn't be on the call live, we always have that in the audio library for you 24 hours after it airs live. And then we also have the CD that comes right to your door so you can listen to it anytime and put it in your mobile university. I know I've gotten a lot of really great feedback that you guys just absolutely love that, and a lot of you listen to it in your commute. So thank you so much for the feedback. I want to make a real quick announcement before we get started. I have a teleseminar coming up. The Ultimate Teleseminar Series to Self-Publishing Your Way to the Bestsellers List with my bestseller, Profit System. So if you're interested and it's time for you to become that best-selling author, here's your chance. And I'm going to walk you through the exact steps to not only becoming a best-selling author, but really how do you, it's all about a system. And it's about a system that has this continuity to it, because you want to profit from your book long term and help so many more people. Because I know that I work with heart-centered entrepreneurs, and you're out there and you're giving great messages, and why not, right? Why not profit long term from your book as well, while you know, getting your message to the masses and matching your book to your brand. And so we're going to cover all of this in the Ultimate Teleseminar Series. It happens on August 28th, 29th, and 30th of this month. You can register online at accelerateassociates.com under events. So remember that if you register before August 17th, that there's $500 off the tuition, which is normally $1,497, and you can get in now before Saturday, the 17th, for only $9.97. For those of you that need installment program, there's an installment plan there for you. Let's just get started. Let's get into it, because I know my very special guest has a lot to share with you today, and her name is Jen August, and she is going to cover how to remove your blocks so your finances rock. And in today's interview, we're going to cover how you can uncover or understand your subconscious blocks and how it can negatively affect your relationships with money and life in general. You're going to also discover where you might be leaking time and money in your life and what you might be doing that's sending potential clients and income away from you. So how who you are also can be a natural magnet for who you are here to serve, and how you change your relationship with money to let way more in. So who wants more of that? Jen August is my special guest. Let me tell you a little bit about Jen. Jen is a hypnotherapist and success coach specializing in helping people remove their blocks to allowing money to flow into their lives. She's been called the mother of business hypnotherapy and is one of the world's leading experts in removing subconscious blocks to business success. John Assaraf of the smash hit The Secret, I'm sure you've heard of him, said that hypnotism is where it's at, and Jen August knows how to do it and help you. Jen has pioneered a patented system called C3 that has helped thousands of business owners clear their subconscious blocks and double, triple, and quadruple their income. She's the author of the blockbuster CD set workbook, Remove Your Blocks So Your Business Rocks. And she's the co-creator of a global association called Spiritual Women Entrepreneurs International, and she gets to support businesswomen all over the world to accomplish their goals. So Jen, welcome to the Success Circle.
Thank you so much for having me.
So great to have you here. Now, I would really like to know, and I know my members would like to know, when did you realize, you know, what your main calling in life was to inspire others?
Well, I think that my realization of supporting others came out of my own suffering. And when I was really struggling with my business and really felt like I had a gift to share but really just couldn't get results, I remember just kind of getting on my knees and going, Universe, help. I know I'm here to serve people, and I, you know, really want to know how I can overcome my own challenges and go back for the others. And I was, you know, so blessed to, the next day I met a hypnotherapist at a friend's book signing party. And I remember asking him what he did for a living. He said, I help people edit the movie in their minds to have a happy ending. And I knew I needed to work with him, and I worked with him, and it helped me just clear all these negative concepts and beliefs about myself, and my business tripled, and I just felt so peaceful being who I am and so confident sharing my gifts, and my business just grew and grew, and I just felt this draw to, you know, I had such a big gift that I received, and I was like, I want to do this for other business owners. And then that was, you know, almost 10 years ago that I had that shift and that revelation, and had devoted myself to really helping business owners understand their subconscious mind, understand their, you know, natural abundance and power, and learn how to get their subconscious mind on board to create their greatest success that really belongs to them, and letting themselves have it and share and help other people.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you feel that anybody can succeed no matter what they've been through? Tell us your kind of your mindset around that.
Absolutely. And in fact, one of the things that delights me so much about the work that I do, because I've really just been such a student of helping people and constantly learning, and that I discovered that people's biggest challenges, you know, I help them transform those biggest challenges into the biggest way that they can serve. Often people think, my body, you know, once I'm completely, you know, healed and I'm levitating, then I can serve and, you know, make money. But ultimately, anyone can succeed because their life experience, their willingness to serve, and their willingness to really change their belief systems about themselves make it possible for anybody who is willing to succeed. And I believe everyone's here that and has a special gift to share and can make that a beautiful living for themselves as they serve.
Now, there's so many definitions about mindset out there, and even belief systems. But what's your definition of mindset?
Well, it's interesting because what I believe is that we have a powerful natural abundance that we were born with. Everybody has it, and then we get programming and beliefs about ourselves that actually limit our natural abundance. I call this the original heartbreak. It's like a moment in our lives, and it could be something big and dramatic that happened, or it just could be a tone or a feeling that we got that it's actually not safe to be who we are, and that we have to hide a part of ourselves, or we have to protect ourselves, and the reality of it is that original heartbreak actually, that part kind of breaks off and becomes our inner critic. Mm-hmm. That's always judging us and telling us we're doing it wrong and we're not good enough. And what that it's like having a police officer or a security guard that is trained to protect a 3-year-old but doesn't know that they're dealing with an adult. So a lot of our protection systems are really outdated and really keeping people from getting out there and doing the things that they need to do to grow their business, standing in their value, asking to be paid, supporting their clients and putting their work out there. And so to me, mindset is where our mind is ratcheted to, in the sense of you can have this but not anymore. Or you can have and changing that belief system to be really in alignment and set to your highest happiness and success. So it's like a system that will work for us instead of against us.
Mm-hmm. Now, how can someone tell if they have a subconscious block to success?
Well, the way that people can tell they have a subconscious block to success is a couple of different ways. If they have, and a lot of people have worked with coaches, and if they have a system that they know will work for them, or they have been given a system that has been proven to work for others, and they just don't do it. So, for example, I had a client, she wasn't making her follow-up calls, and she wouldn't go networking. So I gave her a structure for each of them. For the networking, I gave her a script. And for the follow-up calls, I gave her a script, and we set up a time in her schedule. And the next time we talked, I said, what happened? She said, oh, I went networking. I knew what to say. It was really fun. It was really great. I got a new client. So clearly, she did not have a subconscious block. And the subconscious mind controls up to 95% of what we think, feel, and do. So she obviously needed a structure. So I always tell people you either have a subconscious block or you have a structural block or both. But the way you can tell, for her, we knew that all she needed was a structure and then she was doing great. Now, if you have a subconscious block, I said, did you make your follow-up call? She said, I would rather eat glass. Okay. So clearly, there was a part of her that would rather eat glass than do her follow-up calls, even though her follow-up calls are what's going to make her the money.
Mm-hmm.
So when we have a subconscious block, it almost feels irrational. Like, why can't I get myself to do this? My business is going to fail if I don't.
Right.
And the reality of it is that there is a programming that's saying that it's scary or it's bad or it's wrong or we're not going to do it well. And that is more terrifying and more powerful in our system than our desire to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
And once that is cleared or reset, then the person can move forward. So for her, we cleared the belief system that was telling her that those calls are going to be terrible and uncomfortable, and really it was definitely related to her experience that she has as a kid being on the phone, and it had nothing to do with present time, but it was still running her business. Once we cleared those beliefs and showed her system that it was safer, better, more fun, more profitable for her to make those calls, her subconscious mind, which controls so much, you know, up to 95% of what she thinks, feels, and does, was on board, then she could make her call.
Yeah. You know, my clients are probably smiling right now because we go through the system. They have the system. And, you know, we have the laser coaching calls. And those belief systems are so important to continuously look at to say, hey, look, you know, is there something self-sabotaging here? Is there, you know, what's going on here, right? I'm sure you hear this a lot, where people say, well, I just didn't have time. You know, the whole belief system around time. Do you think it's a time issue?
No, it's not a time issue unless it really is a time issue. And let me explain that. The reality of it is that when there's a part of you that's programmed to protect you from something that happened a long, long time ago, it will use whatever it can get its hands on to keep you from going out there and possibly getting hurt. So it will use time. It will, you know, like in college, I suddenly had to Jiffy Lube my car during finals, which I never cared about my car until it was, you know, I used it to avoid my studying. So when we promise ourselves we're going to do something and we don't, and then we start beating ourselves up, you're pretty much looking at that there's a subconscious block there. There's a part of you that's saying, I don't care what you want, I'm not doing it, because it's not a part that's in present time. The subconscious mind, it basically has stored everything that's ever happened to you. So we can go back to the first time and place anybody felt the feeling that they're feeling now. There was a woman who wouldn't make her follow-up calls. And we went back to the first time and place she felt that. And as a kid, her father was a very successful business person, but never home. So she associated phone calls with losing her own family.
Mm.
And so once we basically cleared that belief and gave her a new belief, which aligned with who she really was, that every single call meant more money faster, so she had more time to spend with her kids. Her income doubled, and her time with her kids doubled. So mm-hmm. in a lot of ways, it's looking at we have a brilliant machinery, and if we're not creating success and financial abundance, it's because there's parts of our system that are not in present time mm-hmm. and not supporting our success, which just is a lot of internal fighting and suffering, and it's a waste of our time, love, and energy.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've mentioned that worthiness has a lot to do with success. Tell us more about that, because I see this frequently as well. I'm sure you do see it frequently, the worthiness issue. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, in the thousands of people that I've worked with, I would say the one word that comes to mind when it comes to people not allowing themselves to receive is the feeling of not being worthy. And you can see that little kids feel worthy up until a certain point, and it's usually around when they start school. And then when the rules kick in and you have to be this way and you have to sit still. And so what happens is we start getting ideas that we are not good enough. And so because we're not good enough, we're not getting the results that we want. And oftentimes when I'm working with people, we are going and we are bringing that little kid part out of that negative loop. Because what happens is people might want to grow their business and they say they're going to do something and suddenly they're in this irrational feeling of I'm not good enough, it's too late for me, and then there's this litany of negativity that washes over them and often can paralyze them or make them even quit their business altogether. Mm-hmm. And so what it's possible to do through one-on-one hypnosis or audios is actually collect these parts back, collect this little girl, this little boy part back, let them know that they're not responsible for the business. They can't run the business. They don't even understand what it is. But their job is to feel seen, loved, and heard, and feel safe, and get to be in an environment where they're not in any old situation that's uncomfortable. They get to come in present time, feel loved, feel seen, while your adult self is running the business. And a lot of people hit that feeling of fraud or unworthiness because there are parts of them trying to run their business that don't have the business education that their present time self has. I know it sounds crazy, but it's true. Mm-hmm. So in a lot of ways, it's really owning all of those parts of us, owning the worthiness. And I always say a lot of times there's staffing issues. Like we could have a really intense editor self showing up before we write our newsletter or our sales letter and completely stop us from being able to flow creatively. So it's getting that internal, I said it takes an internal village to be successful, and we have a lot of beautiful, powerful parts of us, but it's really aligning your system so your system is supportive. Mm-hmm. And your system feel there's a harmony mm-hmm. that makes you magnetic, and all parts are moving in the same direction. So you're mm-hmm. magnetic to opportunities and your ideal clients, and ultimately, and most importantly, having a deeply loving, spacious relationship with yourself so that people feel safe and seen and loved around you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, it's all about, I think, that mastering that inner entrepreneur and, as you said, aligning all the systems, both the systems that you have for your business, but your internal systems, right? That internal mindset system you're talking about, yeah.
Absolutely.
Now, you
Absolutely.
Talk about also the unstoppable and the stoppable self, the unstoppable and stoppable self. Can you describe that a little bit more?
Absolutely. This is a really great and important first step for people to start being aware of what is going on within their system. So the unstoppable self sounds like this. It's kind of like that part of us that just loves us and knows that we're, here to just share our gifts and be prospered by it. It's that enthusiastic part of us that just has all this self-love and this confidence. And then we have the stoppable self, which is our programming. So the unstoppable self, I believe and know, it's our natural abundant essence. And our stoppable self is the programming we got that makes us turn our own light down or makes us hide or makes us feel not good enough. So one of the exercises I always invite people to do is, number one, when you feel negative thoughts, feelings, and emotions that are not supportive. And this is different from, hey, you know, I did something I don't feel good about. I really want to fix it. That, you know, that's a different feeling than a part of you saying you're not good enough or you'll never get to have or look at you blew it again. So your stoppable self is the programming that is not you but can run certain parts of your life and your business. And it doesn't feel good, and it turns down your light, and it closes your heart, and it actually makes you like a, you know, client repellent and a money repellent. Mm-hmm. So I invite people to become aware of when their energy starts tanking or turning down or feeling not good, and I invite them to realize that that is not them, so that you can start making separations and say, oh, wow, that is my stoppable self. That is the part of me that doesn't know who I am in the present time and is trying to keep me safe, small, and hidden. And I invite people to basically, when they start making those separations and not taking what the stoppable self does personally, when that feeling comes up, they can say, oh, that's not me, that's my programming, and say, the truth of me is, you want to pick a sentence that opens your heart back up. The truth of me is, I am powerful and abundant. The truth of me is, I'm getting better and better every day. Because you want to get yourself back into that unstoppable self, that part of you that is here to serve, is here to love people and share your gifts and have it come back to multiply.
I love that. You know, the one important thing, part of their business blueprint that I teach my clients is how to have conscious thoughts that you, literally a system, a conscious thought system every day that you say to yourself. And it sounds like that's what you're suggesting, but first, recognizing, number one, recognizing that, is it an unstoppable self or a stoppable self? So creating awareness around that. And number two, reinforcing the unstoppable self with an affirmation that will redirect your mind.
Absolutely.
Got it.
Yep.
Got it.
Yes. And it's not just a concept. We're literally atrophying, you know, the neurotransmitters that have the negative thought patterns as we shift to the positive thought patterns. I mean, we're making new patterns. We're literally changing our brain every time we decide not to be in agreement with the stoppable self.
Mm-hmm. What are some other tips that people can do to shift that when they get into that mindset, that the stoppable self mindset?
Well, I find humor is such a great way. The two, humor and gratitude. And sometimes humor is a faster fix. If you can throw on a ridiculous hat, if you can buy yourself one of those foam clown noses, or you can, you know, get in there and get one of those dry erase pens and draw a mustache on yourself, like, get, you know, put on something, watch a ridiculous YouTube video. One of my favorite ways to get into a different mindset is to look at cuteoverload.com. It has baby animals, so I look and I go, aww, you know, and it just changes my vibration. But also getting into gratitude. Getting into gratitude also is a great way to shift a negative mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, get on kiva.org and look at some of the people who are struggling to grow a business in a third world country. That'll definitely give you...
What was the website?
It's at kiva.org, and you can give microloans to people in all over the world. And, if you, you know, sometimes you can look at look at someone who's struggling in their business and they need, you know, $25 to buy more coconuts.
Wow.
You can sell them on the side of the road. You just go and you're like, you know what? I'm going to give this person $25 to get coconuts.
Wow.
Sometimes we need a serious reframe. And that doesn't mean we don't honor the fact that we might have struggles and challenges. Sometimes we really do need to look at something and say, hey, self, what's going on? What do you need? Do you need some time, love, and attention from me? Because often, as coaches and teachers and business people, we are so used to giving out so much of our energy that sometimes the negative thoughts, feelings, and emotions come from, hey, what about me?
Mm.
You know, like, so I always tell my clients to treat themselves like a VIP client. You want to make sure that you feel seen, loved, and heard before you go out to see, love, and hear.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. Now you talked about a little bit about humor. The second thing that you mentioned was gratitude. And I think that
yes.
that's so important because, you know, hey, entrepreneurs, we always have stuff to do.
That's true.
Right? And so we can get caught up in what's not done versus what is done and what we are receiving. Tell us a little bit about the gratitude piece.
Well, you know, gratitude, you know, to me it serves a couple of functions. One, it's like if you, you know, I'm very connected to spirituality and the universe, and gratitude is a way for you to say, universe, thank you. You know, I remember when I made my first dollar as a musician, because I'm a singer-songwriter as well, and I remember I brought it home and I showed my grandma and she framed it and she had me sign it, you know. And it's this way of saying thank you to the universe. Thank you for everything I have. One of my favorite things to say is bless me with feeling everything I have, because sometimes we forget what we have and it can put us in survival. The other thing is when you say you give a little kid a lollipop and they're like, what? I wanted a Snickers bar. I wanted a Sunday, right? You don't feel inspired to give to that kid again. Just like the universe is like, you know, noticing how we are being grateful for what we have. And, you know, another great gratitude piece to do is that when you are suffering and struggling, you can sit there and send out love and light to all the other people that might be suffering and struggling right there with you, you know, and you know, be in community with that. A lot of the things we do in a lot of my programs is we play a game called What Sucks and What Rocks. So people can just get out the negativity and roll it out, and then it ends. And they're like, oh, thank God, this just needed to be heard. And then we go into what rocks. And then they go into what's grateful, and then they get this gratitude buzz. But sometimes we're taught we're not supposed to even look at the negative. Sometimes the negative just needs to be listened to. You can just unfold it on a piece of paper or just say it out loud.
Right.
And then get into the what rocks, because really, ultimately, there's so much to be grateful for. And our bodies do need to process negative emotions sometimes and just release it.
I love that. And I love the acknowledgement of, yeah, you know, sometimes we just need to get it out, be real about it, be, you know, authentic about it, and then get into what we have to be thankful for. You
Absolutely.
Talked about an important thing, Jen, and I kind of want to dive a little bit of a tangent here, but you said an important thing about vibration. You change
mm-hmm.
your vibrational, your vibration overall. Tell us more about that, changing your vibration, because I think that's really important, because we can send out different vibrations. I know I've been in presence of, you know, really negativity.
Yeah.
It's draining. But yet I've been around people that have high vibrations and that have been appealing, attracting like that magnet. I want you to share a little bit more about raising that vibrational pattern. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. Well, what I believe is that we have a natural abundance energy that we're just born with. That is just who we are. And that is the energy that attracts everything that we need for our mission, for our work, for our relationships. And often what people say raising your vibration, I believe, is just getting everything that is blocking it to be cleared. There are ways to get in touch with your natural vibration, and like I said, one of them is gratitude and humor as well, and really spending time, you know, even if it's 5 minutes a day, putting your hand on your heart and you know, sending yourself love, sending yourself connection, sending yourself thank you, body. I mean, if we had to hire a team of people to do what the body does to keep us alive, we probably wouldn't be able to be alive more than like 5 days, because there's like trillions of things that have to happen to make the body, you know, move and look and hold things and love. And, you know, so it's to me, we were all born with an incredibly abundant vibration. Even people have a natural money energy that they came in with that just attracts everything they need to grow their business. We we are already abundant, but a lot of our programming is teaches us to run outside of ourselves to get something to prove what we already are.
Good point. Good point. So is there a way that somebody could increase their vibrational pattern or vibration level?
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the first things that people can do to improve their vibration is to not be in resistance to what is happening in their lives right now. Is because there is a wisdom that is working in their lives and bringing to them the things that they need to become aware of and work on and reset and clear. Mm-hmm. And we were taught to look at that as a problem instead of a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember reading, I was sitting in Jehovah's Witnesses and I grabbed a Lance Armstrong biography and autobiography, and I remember that I opened it and I saw the sentence, "Cancer was the best thing that ever happened to me."
Mm-hmm.
And this principle really came to me as I've been working in the subconscious mind of thousands of people, is that what we believe is a negative and a challenge and something that is stopping our success or a block to our success is actually the way to success, meaning people want to just feel 1,000% confident and go out there and grow their business instead of looking at that they need to understand that confidence problem and they need to work on that for themselves alongside supporting others to do it. Our particular life experience and challenges are part of our gift. So that first step of saying, I'm not going to be in resistance to my life anymore, I am going to look at my life as a gift and honor what's challenging, honor what's, easy, and really look at the... I have this template that I call life as a metaphor, and looking at, if I'm looking at this challenge as a metaphor, what gift does it have for me that I can not only improve my life right now, but what teachings can I bring to my clients?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of this, I want to be somewhere else. That is one of the biggest painful places to be, because when we're always in resistance to where we are, we can't run our natural vibration because we believe that certain external circumstances have to exist for us to just be who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, I am who I am, I trust, I used to say this all the time, I am a spiritual millionaire. I trust that my vibration can bring everything that I need instead of waiting for the external world to prove that I'm good enough. In a lot of ways, it's claiming I am good enough now. I'm not going out there to get anything. I'm going out there to give and have it come back to me, multiply.
I love that. And right now, there's a couple of my clients that are kind of laughing at this. I can probably share that. And with respect to the comment about cancer being the best thing that happened to them, I'm on the a 20-year survivor of cancer. I call it conquer, but I feel the same way. It's it really was a gift. I didn't think so at the time, right? Because I was,
of course, yeah.
In my late 20s, you're invincible. You don't think anything can happen to you. And then suddenly you have this thing. But it really put into perspective for me just being. I didn't want to be there, but being, it taught me lessons that, to speak up for myself, and by no surprise, I had it of my neck area, so it was very difficult for me to, I had to learn to stand up for myself, so, and speak up, and I think I've pretty much mastered that now.
Yes, you have.
But, you bring up a really great point there, Jen, about all of these things, it's happening in its perfect order for us to learn things, and just being in that place can be very valuable.
Absolutely.
So you talk about increasing that vibration. What else?
Mm-hmm. Well, in a lot of ways, It's about what I talk to my clients all the time about. It's about committing to your daily happiness. Because there is a way, as business owners, we're taught to live in the future or only celebrate when we have the cash register ringing.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality of it is that it is all, every single molecule of experience is a win that leads us to the sale or leads us to the opportunity. And so it's about making a decision that you are going to commit to your everyday happiness, no matter how much work you have to do, because, you know, if you get hit by a bus at the end of the day or the end of the month or the end of the year and all you did was just work on your business and you didn't take time to give yourself the things that make you happy, then, you know, what was it all for? And I had this client, and she loved to golf. And the reason why she got into business was because she wanted more time to golf, but she wasn't golfing. And so the agreement she had made with herself about this business was, we're going to go into business and we get to golf more. And she wouldn't let herself because the programming, the belief is we work really hard from her family line. You know, we work hard, and look how hard we work. And there's this Puritan, like, work, work, work. And aren't you a good person because your fingers are bleeding and you're sweating? Right? She had that programming. And so I said to her, as your coach, your job is to golf 3 times a week. And it was like, you know, one more time than she had promised herself. She said, I can't. And she did. And what happened was, because she made that time for herself, not only did it reconnect to her trust to herself, because she said she would, but also she was so happy having this time to golf. And it was in the middle of the day, but it didn't matter because it grew her business like wildfire, because that happiness is magnetic.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a great quote by Napoleon Hill that says, I have rarely seen anybody be successful who was not having fun. And if there's no fun in your business plan, it's going to be hard.
Mm.
We have to have fun because we also have an inner child that will sabotage. They're like, oh, you think you can work for hours and hours and you not have fun? Watch me totally meddle with your business.
That's cute. I love that visual image you just painted.
Yeah. And then when you take time to, you know, put on some music and do a happy dance, or, you know, do something that is acknowledging the fact that you are a human being that needs to have fun, that needs to have connection, that needs to have joy every single day. It's not a luxury. It's a necessity. Then you have a system that's like, wow, we get to work and we get to have fun.
Mm.
You know, and, you know, there is an overlap of work and fun, but just like any business, it's like you have a child and you love the kid, but you don't necessarily love the diapers, you know.
Right,
but,
right.
You know, you love your people enough that you're going to change, you know, you're going to change the business diapers. You're going to do the things you don't love and also learn how to, you know, get other people to do some of those other things as well. But in every business, there's things we don't love. But if we exclude ourselves from the joy of having this business, the business will not last long.
Mm. Good point. Now, I want to get into, you know, you've said that there's no such thing as a money problem, only a receiving problem. Give
yes.
us some insights to that.
Absolutely. Well, if you look at the root of receiving, as kids, we didn't have a whole lot of power about what we were receiving. We didn't have a whole lot of control over things that came in. And unfortunately, most human beings have had things that have come in that were uncomfortable and unfun and scary and not everything. But so we're looking at the energy of receiving. And then we're also looking at the energy that a lot of us in business are healers and givers. We're just, a lot of us are on what I call auto-give. We just give, and it feels good to us until our body goes, hey, by the way, I'm in a human body, and if you don't take care of me, I'm
mm-hmm.
going to burn out. I'm going to hit resentment. And so giving, most people in their business are giving way more than they're allowing to come in. So we might have, you know, I do this exercise where I invite people to look at how much they're giving on a scale from, you know, 1 to 100. And most entrepreneurs are going to say, I give 110%, but I give so much. And I'll say, look at the percentage of how much you're allowing in. And most people are like 10, 20, 30, or, you know, or just it's always less. It's always less. And so when people are having trouble receiving money, they're also having trouble receiving positive attention. They're also having trouble receiving love from themselves, from others. It's just indicative of a receiving problem. And that's why when I work with people specifically in programs, we talk about really opening up your receiving channel. Because when your receiving channels are open and there is a close enough match to how much you're giving and how much you're receiving, not only are you allowing money in, you're allowing the divine right clients in, but you're not burnt out because you're having what I call an equal energy exchange.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're not bringing in clients that drain you, or bringing in romantic relationships that drain you, or having neighbors that, you know, their dog is sucking the life out of you, just barking all the time. You know, there's just, if we look at places that we're not able to receive in our lives, we can see that it's throughout our whole life. There's just different places that we're not allowing ourselves to receive. And when we look at that old picture of not being able to control what comes in, a lot of people will not be conscious that they're blocking clients from coming in because there's a part of them that's like, well, I make this much money and I'm completely exhausted. If you want me to make even more money, it's going to kill me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the body might be blocking it, or the part of them that believes that if they are really successful, they're not going to have time for their family anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's a great exercise to say, well, if I made the money that I think that I really want to make, what are the questions, comments, or concerns that might pop up in me about this? And a lot of people are like, I don't know how to manage the money. What if I have too many clients and I can't get some results? And all of these things are sending out a signal to potential clients saying, I don't have room for you, or I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
don't hire me because I don't know if I can handle having one more client or
yeah.
a client at all. So we're always sending invisible messages with our thoughts, feelings, and emotions that people are picking up on, and people buy based on emotion. So
right.
what we are sending out, which most of us aren't aware of what we're sending out, is either sending clients away or bringing them in.
And so give us a couple of tips on how to really open up that receiving channel.
Well, one of the first really important things is to, I call it a sheet that calls your energy gains and energy drains. And you can make a list. On the left-hand side is your energy gains, the people, things, and experiences that, you know, give you energy, that light you up, that make you feel great. And then on the other side, energy drains, the people, things, and experiences that suck your energy dry. Okay? And this is when you look and you say, okay, what in my life is adding and that I need to either ramp up or crank up? And what things are draining? Like sometimes we have people in our life that aren't entrepreneurial or don't understand what we're doing, or even can be like negative and not a positive influence in our lives. It could be a friend that just doesn't get it. And every time we talk to them, we get off the phone and we feel like, yeah, they're right. Maybe I can't be successful.
Mm.
I call that friend shui. you know, I just heard someone say you get to fire the people in your life that are not on your team. But sometimes we might be married to that person, or sometimes in certain circumstances it might be a child at a certain, you know, time of their teenage years or whatever. So I'm not saying, you know, fire your husband, fire your kids, but it's making sure that you're creating a sanctuary for yourself to be successful. And, you know, with my family, they were always worried about me, like, oh, you should be an x-ray tech, it's more stable. They didn't get the entrepreneurial spirit in me. Now they completely support it. But I just didn't share with them what was going on in my business until it was successful in a way that made them feel that I was okay.
Mm.
And it's, you know, you want to be selective who you share things with, because not everybody can celebrate with you. But it's building that tribe around you of people that see you and celebrate you, and vice versa. I call really building business friendships and people that do validate you, because not everybody is going to be excited that you are creating something that maybe they don't feel like they can. So they're either friend shui or they could be a client.
Got it. You know, one other quick tip about opening up that receiving channel.
Mm-hmm. Opening up the receiving channel is also putting fun and joy into your business plan, into your weekly and daily experience, is saying, I am responsible for my daily happiness and my daily joy. So with the concept I teach my clients about treating yourself like a VIP client, you want to make sure that you feel that you are well fed, you are well hydrated, that you have something to look forward to during the day that is just specifically for your own self-love, your own self-enjoyment, your own self-validation. Mm-hmm. So I believe, and I've seen, that the world can only mirror back to you what you give yourself. So mm-hmm. when you make sure that you are giving to yourself, then there is a channel that's more open for people to give to you.
I love it. I absolutely love it. And I love the spa that I go to treat myself every now and then.
Absolutely.
You know, so important to de-stress and just pamper yourself.
Yes, absolutely. It's just saying, thank you, body. Thank you, mind. Thank you, spirit. Thank you for all you do for me, for us, for our people, for the people we love, you know.
Well, and I think a really great, just a very simple way of saying if you have a receiving problem in your life is just a very simple notice. And what I've noticed is even just giving a compliment to somebody, and when they say, oh, no big deal, you know, looking at that and saying, maybe I need to just receive the compliment and say thank you.
Yes, that's a huge one, absolutely.
Yeah. Great. Now, Jen, you also you also have some free stuff you want to give them.
Absolutely. I have a
signature teleclass that you do, the 3 ways your subconscious mind blocks you from clients and money and what to do about it, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Go ahead. You want to tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, on this call, you're going to be getting information and tools on really how to step into that awareness with your subconscious mind, how to begin to align with it and really understand how it operates and how to really get it on your team to create the results that you want.
Love it. Now, you can take down this this link. It's a tiny URL link. It's http://tinyurl.com, tinyurl.com/LisaM, as in the mini, gift. So I'll repeat that, tinyurl.com/LisaMGift. And you can pick up the 3 ways your subconscious mind blocks you from clients and money and what to do about it. So, again, tinyurl.com/LisaMGift. Now, you also have a 5-week telecourse as well. And can you tell us a little bit about that Turn On Your Money Magnetism Success Program?
Absolutely, yeah. In this program, what we're doing is basically getting people in touch with what I call their natural money energy, that energy in them that's a natural magnet for the money that they need to be happy, healthy, successful people and do their good work on the planet. And what that comes with is that we're helping release the old family programming around money and getting them in touch with their relationship with money, that best friend relationship with money, so that they can feel really good and really connected and feel, and really create a relationship that produces a consistent amount of money coming in, because they're not having society's relationship with money, mom and dad and other people's relationship with money. They get to have their own genuine positive relationship with money that is fun and profitable,
mm-hmm.
Which is really, everybody has that ability to, but not most people don't realize that there is a natural way in which they do have a relationship with money that can really benefit them in their business and in all aspects of money in their lives.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little story about somebody who's gone through your telecourse and what their outcomes have been.
Absolutely. I had a client who came into the program with her husband. And they used to fight about money, and they actually were like, I don't know if you want us on these calls because, we just have such a hard time with money. And what happened was that they were learning the 10 keys to turning on your money magnetism and really the principles of connecting. And what they realized was that they both had a belief system about money that was so opposite that got them fighting, but there was an overlap that they had about really wanting to connect with money and really wanting to have a positive relationship with. And they aligned on that belief that they are meant to have money, and it's an important thing for them to have for themselves, and it's important for them to be wealthy because it's good for the world. And because of that alignment, they were able to, number one, stop fighting about money, create their money plan together, and their business tripled because they were in harmony mm-hmm. with what was already naturally inside of them.
Mm. Wow. And so that was Turn On Your Money Magnetism Success Program, 5-week telecourse, and what's the investment for that?
It's normally $497, but special offer for your community is $197.
Wow.
Or 3 payments of $79.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Let me give you the link for those of you that are interested. It's tinyurl.com/MoneyMag, M-A-G, Lisa, Money Mag Lisa. So it's tiny, tinyurl.com/MoneyMag, M-A-G, Lisa, L-I-S-A. Wow, that is such a generous gift. Thank you for doing that.
You're welcome.
Wow,
my pleasure.
That is really great. Now, Jen, share with us a little bit more about, you know, some parting tips that people can do as they get off the phone now, you know, as they're finished listening. What are some tips that just get them started that are really important to shifting their mindset, to really raising their vibrational level, and really creating that abundant mindset and system?
Well, I think that the one of the most important pieces to think about is that your spirit would never say terrible things to you. Mm-hmm. So when you are hearing negativity, when you are hearing judgment of yourself and others, you know, and it doesn't feel good in your body, just know that that's not you. And what you want to do, like I talked before, is that you don't want to just let any bully on your playground just say terrible things about you and make you feel terrible about your life. So you want to really become a warrior for a positive mindset. So if negative thoughts show up, don't let them, you know, set up shop, and don't you let them live there rent-free. You want to say, you know, you are not me. You are, you know, old programming. You are my stoppable self. The truth about me is, and you change it to a positive. Mm-hmm. Because you don't want to let negative linger, because then a part of you will start believing it. Mm-hmm. And you know that it's not true and it's not you if it feels terrible. Now, it's different if you do something you don't feel good about and you're processing that feeling in your body and it might feel negative and you're looking for, you know, how to make it right. That's a different feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to actually put on the white lab coat and watch your thoughts. And when you feel that you are feeling negative or feeling down or feeling not good enough, you want to really look at that and show up for that and make a choice of whether you're going to kind of let the negativity kind of run your day or really shift it into something that will open you up. And so if something shuts your heart down, it makes you feel terrible about yourself, it's the stoppable self. And so you want to choose language, make choices, get into gratitude, say something that's the equal opposite, something positive, to open your heart back up.
Let's talk about some of the language. So let's talk about some of the affirmations. Do you have some that particularly work for you and or your clients?
Yes. One of the affirmations that is something that I always say when I feel overwhelmed is bless me into service.
Bless me?
Bless me into service.
Into service?
Yes.
Okay.
Bless me into service. When I'm feeling blocked or overwhelmed and I'm like, I really want to serve, feeling overwhelmed. One of my other favorite affirmations is asking the mind questions like, this is one of my favorites, how can I have way more fun helping way more people and making way more money.
That is fun.
Yeah. And often when we're stuck, we don't have to just sit there and we can ask the mind questions. We can even ask, you know, if you're feeling terrible, what is the most ridiculous thing I could do right now to make myself laugh and get myself out of this terrible, you know, what, you know, where can I get a ridiculous hat right now, you know? And so in a lot of ways, it's number one, being compassionate, making the space for you to reset this behavior and not think, oh, well, I said something positive instead of a negative once, and I should never have to think that again. It's just creating a compassionate spaciousness with yourself and turning your relationship with yourself into a learning ship. How can I be compassionate and loving with myself as I'm changing my vibration?
Great.
How can I be, you know, beginner mind, warrior spirit? How can I not judge myself for being a human being that hits negative thoughts? How can I judge myself for being a human being that might not know the answer to everything that needs to be done in my business?
And I have a really interesting one that I use. Yeah, I hear all the time, oh, why doesn't anybody buy from me? Why do, you know, and so some of my clients might be saying that, to which I would reply, why are so many people in love with me? Why are so many people want to buy from me?
Mm-hmm.
So,
absolutely.
Again, just changing that language with just simple language is, if you find yourself saying all those negative things, why are so many people like me? Why do they like me? And then the universe will respond with like things. So I can't understand. Why do so many people like me?
That's right.
And they'll send you more.
Absolutely.
I can't thank you enough for sharing your gifts, your talents. And, you know, I think the world about you and your gifts. And thank you so much for sharing them with my clients and also for the wonderful gifts that you're giving them today. I really do appreciate you.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate all the great work you do in the world, and I'm glad that we're business friends.
Me too. Well, I want to also thank all of you for coming on the call today. As I mentioned, it's my good friend, Jen August, and I will make sure everyone gets a copy of those links. In case you missed them, you will also get a recording in the audio library within 24 hours, as well as the CD that'll come to your mailbox. So again, thank you all for coming on today's call, and until next time, create a great life. Bye now.